Now let's all be seated. I wonder if anybody has noticed something unusual today in the pulpit. Did you look at the pulpit? It's a very strange-looking minister in the pulpit, isn't it? Well, tell me, how many of you have got an animal, a non-human animal at home? Let's see. Are you being honest? Only a few animals. How many of you have got a non-human animal at home that speaks? There are some animals that speak a little, aren't there? Parrots. I once had two budgerigars. They are small little birds, and they could speak. One of them could say, "Pretty Polly," and the other, unfortunately, could say, "Pretty Peter." But that was all they could say. And I sometimes wish, don't you, if you've got an animal, you do wish this. You do wish they could speak to you. Lots of people speak to their animals, but most animals only go growl or meow back, or "Pretty Polly" or "Pretty Peter." So if you are going to speak to the animals, you need some help. And I thought this Christmas it would be really nice to speak to some of the Christmas animals. So we need to pretend that we've got a stable up there. That's not too difficult. And I'm going to need the help of my friends, the ministers. And I think, who shall I ask first of all to go and see what he can find in the stable? Will I ask Mr. Matthias, or Mr. Wilkes, or Dr. Thomas? No, I think I'll ask Pastor Lawton. Would you like to go and see if you can find anything in that stable? Need to be very quiet so we don't upset any other animals that might be in the stable. Let's see what he can find in the stable. There's a very hard door to open in the stable. Are you opening the door, Pastor Lawton? Pastor Lawton, now. Uh-oh. Whoa-oh. Careful with the stable, Pastor Lawton. Okay. We're okay. An angel has come to your rescue. What have you got? No wonder there was so much noise in there. Would you like to bring that down?
Certainly.
Now then. One thing most of us don't know about Pastor Lawton, the ministers had to do an exam for this, Pastor Lawton can speak donkey language. Now, even donkey with wheels language. Pastor Lawton, tell me, ask this donkey if this donkey knows anything about the Christmas story, will you?
What do you know of the Christmas story?
What does it know about the Christmas story?
He says that he went on a journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem, the city of David.
Wow. Ask him if that's a long journey.
Oh. He's saying it's a pretty long journey, he says. It's about 80
wow.
or so miles.
Wow. No wonder he's speechless.
Yes, I'm sure he's very tired.
No. And did he carry somebody on that journey?
Well, he's saying that he carried Mary, and beside Mary, Joseph.
And
he also is saying that there was a little child within Mary.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How did he know that?
Well, Mary looked like she was with child, and she traveled very slowly. This little friend brought her safely because she was uncomfortable, and he wanted to help her along.
He is a superintelligent donkey. And were Mary and Joseph saying anything about the baby?
He heard them talking. He heard them saying that they knew that the baby from an angel would be a boy.
From an angel?
From an angel.
Wow.
And he also is now saying that they knew what to name the child.
Oh. Now that's interesting. Yes. Some mums and dads don't know what to name the child. Helps if you know it's going to be a boy.
Right.
Or a girl. But this was a boy. And what were they going to call him?
The angel said that he would be called Jesus. And the donkey says he doesn't fully understand what that means, but he heard Mary and Joseph saying that it means Savior.
Savior. Wow. Will you thank the donkey for us?
Certainly. Donkey, thank you so much for your service.
Could the donkey stay with us?
Yes, he feels very comfortable here, and he wants to rest.
Good.
He says he'd like to be over here a little bit further, and he can get a good look at all the...
Just before he goes to sleep completely, does he remember anyone else coming?
Well, he remembers Mary, and he remembers Joseph, and he remembers that a whole host of people were coming to the city. He heard something, he's saying, about that there was a taxation and people had to go to their home city.
Oh, right.
And Joseph's home city was Bethlehem.
Did anyone come and visit them, or were they all on their own?
Oh, when they made it there, there were others that came to visit. He says he saw quite a bit.
Really? Really?
Yes.
Were there any local people came?
Well, they went to find a place to stay when they got to Bethlehem, the city of David. But there was no room in the inn.
Oh, I see.
And they found a stable.
Who visited them, first of all?
Well, he is saying that there were some shepherds that were out nearby.
Just ask him if it's all right if he can just stay there for a wee while. Because what do we know about Dr. Thomas? He was brought up on a farm. So maybe he can go and find us some sheep, or at least one. Would you do that, Dr. Thomas?
Oh, of course. Let's see what we can find in here.
Would you like to stay there, Pastor Lawton, so that we don't... And would you just like to keep the stable in its place, Case? I've heard about these Welsh farmers. Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking Welsh sheep. Dr. Thomas, I wish I had a camera. Now,
I'm so glad you don't.
Now, tell us, this donkey... Has this donkey must have met this sheep before.
Yes.
Well, do you speak... I know you can be very sheepish, but can you speak sheep language?
Bah.
Good. Now, can you ask your sheep how it ended up in the stable?
Well, we were having a little conversation on the way down, and... This little sheep says that she is a she, and not a he.
Oh, I apologize.
So she told me that she comes from Bethlehem and grew up on the hillsides around Bethlehem. You want him to ask the question again because you've forgotten it?
Oh, yes. Wow. Silly sheep. Don't say that in sheep language, or she may say no more. Can you ask her how it was that her shepherd heard that she was to go to see something in Bethlehem?
It was a cold, dark night. And she tells me she was fast asleep.
Oh.
And she was awakened out of her sleep by, well, she doesn't know how to describe it completely because it was something she'd never seen or heard before. What was that? Oh. She says that something appeared in the sky.
Wow.
And began to speak. Do you know what it was? What was it? It was an angel. Actually, she thinks it was called Ark.
Oh, we know about archangels.
Because it was an archangel.
Oh, well, let's see, was the archangel on its own, or did it say anything?
It was on its own to begin with. At least she thought so.
Uh-huh.
And it began to say something, and it was the most wonderful voice that she had ever heard. It made her a little bit afraid.
Oh.
Because the appearance of this angel made, I don't know what her name is.
Oh, well.
But whatever her name is.
We'll call her Sheepy.
Sheepy. It made her tremble a lot. Some of the sheep ran away.
Oh.
But Sheepy here was very brave. And she stayed. And she heard the angel say, "Don't be afraid."
Oh.
Because tonight in Bethlehem, a little baby was born. This wasn't the first time a baby had been born in Bethlehem, but there was something very unusual about this baby.
Well, you ask her what was special about the baby?
Well, what was special about this baby? This baby, well, she heard shepherds talking about Old Testament prophecies.
Ooh.
About a Savior, and that this child born in Bethlehem was the Savior who had been promised. And a sign would be given, and the sign would be that they would find this little baby all wrapped up in cloths and lying. Really? Lying in a manger.
A manger?
A feeding trough.
Did they go?
Well, the shepherds went.
Oh.
And because Sheepy is from the east, unlike sheep in Scotland,
oh,
who are very bad,
oh,
these sheep go wherever the shepherds go.
Oh.
So when the shepherds went into Bethlehem, she went too.
Oh.
And found the stable and where Mary and Joseph and this little donkey.
Uh-huh.
And they made friends. And she saw the baby Jesus lying,
wow,
in a manger.
Wow.
And then, say that again. Then there were lots and lots of angels. How many angels? She says she can only count up to 9. Actually, she only has
10.
2 hooves, so she hasn't even got 10 digits. So she said there were lots and lots of angels, and they were singing.
Isn't that great? What were they singing?
What were they singing? They were singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men."
Ooh. Well, now, do sheep kiss donkeys?
Not in public, she
Not
says.
Not in public. Well, maybe you could hold on to your sheep and we can just be patient, because I think there was probably another animal came to visit the Lord Jesus, maybe not when he was in the back of the house, but a little later. Does anyone know what that might have been? Well, maybe Pastor Wilkes will go and see if there is anything else in that stable that's going to talk to us. Let's see what he gets out of the stable. Wow, this must be monstrous. Oh, no, no, no. What is that? That's far too small a camel to be carrying a wise man, don't you think? Is there nothing else in the stable, Pastor Wilkes? This is the strangest thing. We get a big donkey and a big woolly sheep, and we get this scrungy little six-month-old. Oh, what is this? Come.
FedEx.
I need to see this. Come down here quickly. This FedEx. What does it say here? Sender's name. What does that say?
Camel.
From Mount Camel Guest House, Myrtle Beach. Is that in the east?
Yeah, further than this.
Okay. South Carolina. Well, now let's see what can be here. It says pool to open. There we go. Oh, look. Something for Christmas. Oh, let's get rid of all the junk. Oh, no, this is interesting, Pastor Wilkes. This is very, very, very interesting. This is very interesting. This is really very, very... Anything else in there? Any camel food or water?
Empty.
What do we have here?
Oh, my. Oh, me.
What is this?
Oh, my.
I think this is an autographed picture from a famous camel. What does it say?
Wishing all camel lovers a happy Christmas. The camel.
Good. So, the camel, here for your mums and dads. This won't mean anything to you. If you want a camel, don't get one from Amazon. Now, I see there's a letter here.
Oh, my.
Let's have a look at this letter. What does it say?
Oh, my.
To
the camel-loving boys and girls of First Presbyterian Church of Columbia. Wow.
What does he say?
I am a wise...
The
camel.
Let's see who it's from.
Is sending this.
Signed?
Signed the camel.
The camel.
Oh,
so this is a message to us.
Yes.
Why isn't he here? Or she?
Let's see.
Right.
I am a wise man carrying camel and hope to arrive soon in Columbia, but have been delayed in my journey from the east.
Oh, no. That's why he sent the signed picture.
Instead of my young camel cousin, who can't be with you, I've told him my story, and he does not know all that I know.
Oh, that's why we've got this letter.
Oh, my.
And he says something here about his master being a wise man, and
yes.
One day he got his servants to get him to drink as much water as he could.
Yes.
And then he heard his master say why they were very excited, because they had seen a
star
that they'd never noticed before. And look at this. One of my master's friends said that a man called Daniel had once spoken about a great king who would be king of all kings.
Yes.
And my master was sure this was the great king that had been born.
Yes.
And
oh my.
What happened?
After many days, we arrived in Jerusalem, and we went to see King Herod in his palace.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh no. He should have known better, this camel. He says here,
my master,
that his master told a servant to get him some water, and Herod wouldn't give him any water.
Not a drop.
Horrible man.
Not a drop.
And what did his master say to Herod? That they had brought gifts for Herod's new baby son, the great king. They had gone to the wrong place. They stopped. This camel should have told them to keep following.
Thought he would be smarter the way he looks.
And then what happened? They went to
Bethlehem.
And what did they find?
Oh, they found a cave.
A cave.
Oh, my.
And what did his master do?
His master got down, as did his friends, and they went inside and they came out again and opened their saddlebags and brought out expensive gifts.
And what did his master have?
A box of gold.
Wow. And his friends had
frankincense and myrrh.
Page 2.
Oh, my.
They went back into the cave and hey, he says he got down and looked in. Can you do that?
I don't know. I guess I can get
camel knees.
Not with the knee
up
surgery.
And down. No. He got down and he saw them. What were they doing, Pastor Wilkes?
They were opening their presents and bowing down, and they were bowing down before a little baby in the manger.
Wow.
Wow.
And then they all went home. Maybe his nephew could have told us this. Oh, no, he's got something else here. He says, there's something else I need to tell you.
Oh.
He says, many years later, his master sold him because he was getting old camel knees, and he had stopped traveling so far. So he worked for a camel rental company. Can you do that? Right? Good. And he says, one day we were carrying strangers, and I overheard the man I was carrying say that his name was Thomas, and he was going to India to tell people about
Jesus.
He said this Jesus was the Son of God, and that he'd lived a
holy life.
And he had
healed the sick.
And he had
told people about his heavenly Father.
And then?
Then he was crucified and came back to life.
And this man, Thomas, had been with him for 3 years and said he was the Savior of the world. Wow. But look, then he said something that amazed me. He said
that when Jesus was born, three strangers had come to Bethlehem riding on camels and had given the Savior gifts when he was a baby. One of the strangers had given him gold.
And this camel thinks that maybe he had been there.
Yes.
And that once he had maybe seen the Savior of the world. And he's asking us a question.
I wonder if an old camel like me will ever see Jesus, the Savior, again.
And it's signed
the camel.
It's signed the camel. That's the story of Christmas. Now, our animals can't speak, can they? We were making some of this up because I don't think even Welsh sheep can speak, and I don't think donkeys can speak, and I'm pretty sure camels can't speak and tell people about the Lord Jesus. So that leaves only who to speak and tell people about the Lord Jesus. I think that leaves us this Christmas to sing and to speak about the Lord Jesus. So we're going to pray, and then we get, not too soon, then we get to light our candles, and we're all going to sing about telling people about Jesus. So let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the way you came into the world to be our Savior. We thank you that you are the Creator, and that in heaven, you must have said to your heavenly Father, I am going to create a donkey to carry my mother. And one day you must have said to your heavenly Father, I'm going to create a sheep who will come and see me in the manger. And one day you said, I'm going to create a camel who will carry a wise man to discover me as the Savior. We thank you this Christmas that you are such a wonderful Savior. We pray that you will be our Savior, and we ask that you would help us to tell others that you can be their Savior too. And this we ask in your name. Amen.